Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Clint, Shane Steichen spoke yesterday, and I think it kind of goes into something that I know I saw yesterday or saw Sunday with the Colts when they played the Chiefs, and that is Daniel Jones isn't completely right in the leg area. Here is Shane Steichen talking about the injury that Daniel Jones is dealing with right now.
All I got for you is he's got a fibula, and that's it.
Well, can you? Is there any light you can shed on that? Because I got to be honest, when you say fibula, that's a bone, and it sounds bad. I'm not saying it is, but
yeah, you know. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but okay. He's out there, he's playing, he's practicing, and he's good to go.
Well, good to know that you have a fibula too, Clint, and you have one as well, Tyler. So we all have fibulas, but.
Thank God.
It's all Shane. Shane's giving us. But no, Clint, he is definitely not moving. You know, Daniel Jones's legs was a big part of his game and is a big part of his game. I don't think they're using him this year in the same framework that they did that one year he was with the Giants when they went to the playoffs. We rushed for like 600-700 yards or something, but they still use his legs. He still has 5 rushing touchdowns, and they will do the quarterback run game at times just to give that threat with Jonathan Taylor. And I'm telling you, Clint, I watched him Sunday. He is not moving well at all, and that part of the game seems like that is gone. With the way he is moving, they cleared out one play where he was able to get like 5 yards on a first down, but you could tell, man, he was not moving well at all, and it took forever for him to get out of bounds. So I think this is something that part of their offense and Daniel Jones's game is out.
Yeah, look, I think it's something major to watch, that's for sure. I mean, I got to believe, just knowing Daniel Jones and his skill set, knowing Shane Steichen and his background, is that there's no doubt about it that when need be, in a perfect world, he is going to use his quarterback's legs to level the playing field. He's going to use his quarterback's legs as he needs to in bigger games, must-win situations, playoff games, late in the season, games that'll impact the seeding for the playoffs. I think the plan, if everything's healthy, is, okay, we're going to be a little more aggressive in using his legs. We mentioned the early season schedule for the Colts wasn't real difficult. And so, you know, they were able to run the football with the guys that they're paying to run the football, throw the football effectively, win games, score a ton of points. So maybe there wasn't a big need to use his legs. But there's no doubt about it that they would like to, especially in a division game, that means as much as this game does versus a defense like our defense where you don't want him sitting back there like a pinata with these guys firing off the edges. That could create a major problem for Indy and ultimately could hurt him worse. And so you'd like to use his legs in a perfect world against his defense to keep everybody honest. If there is an injury that is keeping them from using him the way that they want him to, that's a major story and something that we need to keep an eye on moving forward this week.
Yeah, well, you got Will and Daniil who are not really concerned with him keeping it, right? Like on those handoffs, which is a part of their offense, and they run a lot out of shotgun. There's not a lot of especially the Daniel Jones I saw watching trying to move around and run whenever he tried to run. Like that there's not a lot of fear that he's going to keep it and run the ball like he did earlier in this year. Like I said, he's got five rushing touchdowns, and these aren't just, you know, quarterback sneaks. Like there are some where he is, you know, really using his legs. So I think that is one to watch. Clint, and to me, that even adds even more to my thinking in this game. Which I think the Texans defense deserves this. I have high expectations for the Texans defense. And I know the Colts are going to be very motivated, but we've watched two out of the last three games, Clint, that lesser defenses, because everybody is lesser than the Texans, because the Texans have the number one defense in every metric, by stats, by eyes, by everything. They've got the number one defense. And just last week, man, they got 255 total yards, 10 first downs, 5-3 and outs. Taylor was held to 58 yards rushing, and they scored 20 points, and 7 of those points came with them starting to drive at the 2-yard line. So, I mean, and then a couple of weeks before, the Steelers got him for 5 sacks and 6 turnovers, and Taylor only rushed for 45 yards. I think the Steelers and the Chiefs are clearly the Chiefs are a top 5 defense. The Steelers have been bad this year. But both those defenses are lesser defenses than what the Texans bring to the table. And we know this is probably going to be CJ kind of coming in for the first time in a month playing. You really need your defense to lead the way like you need them to every game out. And we've seen 2 out of the last 3 weeks the Colts offense, which is the number one offense in football, be stifled by lesser defenses. I have a lot of expectation that the Texans defense really, really dominates this game.
Yeah, look, I think that's very, very fair. Every game moving forward, I mean, this defense can create problems in a way that not many defense, if any, but not many at all, can create. I mean, this is a different animal to play against. The ability to rush the passer and cover down as sticky as this team can cover. And it's not just the corners. The corners are great in Houston, but everybody else has a knack, and some of them are depth players, has a knack to play the sticky coverage that's necessary in this particular style. Now, if you can hold the football, which good luck to you, but if you can hold the football, then you're going to find some guys open downfield. You're going to have some guys open that are able to reverse field and maybe use some change of direction to get open, boy. But, I mean, the route tree, the timing route tree is out the window versus this particular team. Now, we haven't seen them. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but we haven't seen them versus a really good RPO team. We haven't seen them versus a team that has a quarterback that can run the football and willing designed runs. I know obviously Josh can run around, but there was no the shocking thing is there was no designed runs in that game. Not even any of the read plays, by the way. But there's something there with Indy that they bring something a little other than being one of the top teams in the AFC. I'm talking about just stylistically bring something a little bit different to the table. Confident throwing the football, confident running the football. We'll throw a little RPO in there as well as some progression game.
Rams do a little bit of it, but not as much as.
Yeah, the Rams are who I was thinking, I always talk about the Rams were so early in the season that was really the first game Devontae Adams and Stafford had played together because Stafford didn't do anything all preseason. So I got that little caveat I think matters to what they're doing schematically.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Rams are the one team, though, you're right, that I think would probably stylistically throw some of that stuff out there. And I know all teams do it, but I'm talking about guys that do it and know what the hell they're doing.
But they don't have the element of the run portion of the run pass option is really scary with Taylor.
I'm anxious to see it versus what we do defensively. I think we're going to be fine and we're going to dominate anybody, but this is a challenge that I don't know that we've
seen. It's definitely a challenge. Yeah. Definitely a challenge. Yeah, they've got a lot of weapons. They do a lot of things with the tight end, Warren, and a lot of different receivers. So, yeah, they've got a lot of options. But, again, we've watched here recently, not just a couple of them. They've faced defenses that have a pretty decent track record. They've been able to hold them down. And I just expect that the best defense in the league, especially what they have been doing to teams, should be able to do a similar thing. All right, coming up This has been a conversation a lot with the quarterback position here with the Texans, and I want to discuss it with you guys and the people, and it's the demeanor. CJ's demeanor, how real is this? How big a deal is this? And do you think this is a real difference from what Davis Mills brought to the table from a demeanor situation to CJ Stroud? We'll discuss that next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.